Welcome to Visit Julian podcast. I really hope that we caught that on air. We are back with Ian and Mercedes because they've done a shift as far as the rest of us are concerned, but really, I think this was always Ian's dream. So we're going to talk about the Julian Natural History Museum. Woo-hoo! Oh, the crowd goes wild. So, you have opened up and you're building it as you go, but it certainly looks like you are
building quickly.
Yeah, like,
and
you're getting
won't
like
stop.
You are
can't
full.
Stop,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, that's so cool. So, what is a natural history museum?
A natural history museum is items displayed
specimens and examples of natural things throughout the history and current
times on Earth
of nature.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exhibitions of biodiversity.
Cool. All right.
Are the main focus of this?
Yeah, and you know, I've been to the San Diego Natural History Museum, but it gets in your brain, it gets lumped in with all the other museums down there, like the Museum of Man, and obviously not the Little Train Museum, because that would be ridiculous. But you can get confused. So,
you know what's really, now that you mentioned, though, this Natural History Museum in San Diego, when we first shifted, finally, and Ian's, ever since I met him, been talking about doing this,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sure thought of it even before that.
Mm-hmm.
But so we went in, and it was so crazy that we had, and he had been secretly collecting.
Right.
Basically, they had larger exhibitions.
Sure, because it's a huge building.
But of every single thing that we
already collected.
He had been collecting and
that's
working
so great.
On.
That's
we
awesome.
Went in one section. There was a stellar sea cow, and he had been talking about for years, oh, I just want a stellar sea cow,
mm-hmm.
rib bone. And he found one and got one.
So
and
cool.
Then there was a great auk exhibition there, and he's been working on his great auk egg collection for like 2 years, 3 years.
That's so great.
So, and all the minerals, they just had more room.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And
absolutely.
Funding at that point. We
sure.
will get.
Yeah. So, one of the things I love about you, Ian, is your enthusiasm, your excitement for what you're doing. Your inability to talk on microphone is really like not indicative of your personality. But I would encourage people to come up to the Natural History Museum and just meet Ian, because he's just funky and fun and, I don't know.
A character, for
he's
sure.
He's absolutely. So let's talk about, let's just, like, okay, let's do this. This will make it easy. You walk into the museum, and you look to the right. What is the first thing I see when I look to the right when I walk in?
So right now we're in what I want to call our adolescent phase of the
mm-hmm.
museum, where we're shifting from our jewelry business to having exhibitions. So when you walk in, it's all the items, basically. And
that's the gift shop
okay,
right
cool.
now. But it depends on what day you ask us what you'll see, because
right,
because
it's in a constant state of evolution.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like an artist with it. If you give him a month, you should come and really see this deep sea and shawl display he's created. And just sometimes I look over, I'm like, what is he doing on his phone all the time? And then I look out in the museum
yeah.
at the next glass case, and it's just, it's almost like you've made art with your curating.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What a nice
it's
thing to hear,
beautiful.
Huh? Yeah.
Beautiful.
So the displays, we just talked about deep sea shell, is that what you said?
Deep sea exhibition.
Okay.
There's an anglerfish.
Okay, cool. And then I know you're super proud and excited about your egg exhibit.
Yes, I love my exhibition.
So let's talk about that. What are those?
So they're species-specific egg replicas. So no birds were harmed, and they're all hand-painted pieces of art then that represent each bird. And the ones that we have displayed each have a placard, and we offer a $20 gift certificate to people that write essays on a specific bird species.
Oh, that's really cool. So, like, they could come in and see an egg or what have you that they think is particularly lovely or interesting or really big or really small, and then they could do some research on that specific species and then bring it to you, and then they can get $20 to use in the gift shop.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
We've been doing that for a while. We've even had professional writers do an essay.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Wonderful essay.
And I'm assuming, if you haven't already, that you're planning to reach out to the local schools and
get them. Yes, we have. And
good.
I'll be doing after school classes twice a month, maybe more. And then we're also about to offer to the teachers to waddle over their youngins and
like a field trip.
Yeah
waddle exactly. over their youngins. Gotta love that. If that's not Julian, I don't know what it is. That's very cool.
He
awesome.
Another contest kind of right now too that I was really proud of. And the first place is a diamond.
Wow.
Second place is an aquamarine from Vietnam. And they said, really beautiful. These are beautiful pieces. Third place is an emerald from Colombia. And he's asking for young and old conservation ideas in a written format that would be helpful, like in the format of a helpful plan or suggestion on environmental issues and solving them.
Oh, wow. That's very cool, too. I love that idea. All right, so on to, again, what people might see. So,
we have a great scallop display. We have an amazing, diverse, spiny oyster display. Lots of different bird eggs to look at. And we're currently working on curating our entomology display. We have the world's heaviest beetles. And I can get insects, no problem.
Yeah, you're an insect guy. I highly suggest those listening follow you on social media, because you're always posting pictures of some weird bug that I hope I don't see in my bathtub.
But if you do, bring it to the museum.
Right, there you go.
We have a mandrill skull replica on the way, which I really like.
Very cool.
I'm really excited about the skull replica. I think that's going to be the next
big thing.
Yeah, like, obviously more than one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, collection. Yeah, got
we
it.
We do definitely have gold from Coleman Creek, where Fred Coleman discovered gold in Julian.
That's really awesome. Hey, speaking of that, it has nothing to do with gold. I hold in my hand here this pink crystal that you brought me that, honestly, the way it's shaped, and it's so crazy that the earth formed this. What am I holding?
Well, Mercedes shipped me to Death Valley to dig a bunch of halite crystals. So they're
halite?
Halite.
Okay.
And they're salt crystals with stained with pink bacteria that are formed in these brine ponds right outside of Death Valley.
Is this... Okay, now I'm just going to ask dumb person questions like I'm a student. Is this the same pink that, like, makes flamingos pink, or...?
That's exactly what I tell everyone.
Yeah, so...
It's like that. It's not the... I'm sure it's a different species of bacteria, but it works in the same...
In the same way. Yeah. All right, cool. So this is in my office. So if you're here at Town Hall or here in Julian, you can come and check out this little piece of my desk. I will also put a picture of it on the show notes. I know you originally got a ton of this. How much more do you have?
We have plenty of halite.
Do you?
Yeah, we have lots of gem and minerals in it.
Uh-huh. And we're giving our smaller piece of crystal to local kids can come grab a piece for free.
Oh, very cool.
So bring your kiddo by. And then I remember what I wanted to say.
Yay!
I was thinking about last night. I was, Ian and I are really excited to keep building the museum. So I think that if anybody has anything they'd like to see in their community as far as exhibits go, and enough people maybe come together and say, hey, about one...
Particular
thing,
species.
Then I know
item.
That Ian would be happy to curate a display.
Yeah.
So if anyone's got suggestions or anything, I think we can make almost like a community exhibit, and that'd be really
cool. Oh,
fun.
That would be really cool.
So if anyone has any ideas, you know where to find Ian.
Yeah, so let's talk about where to find y'all. If Ian's not volunteering at one of the million places that need his amazing services, and Julian, your shop is located and your museum is located at what address?
2016 Main Street,
So it's right next to Mountain Beadworks, which is got a really big sign. So if you see that, your sign is actually really big and nice too. And then you're also next to the Golden Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right up there next to the Stonewall Building, that's where people can find you. I really like the idea of a community curated exhibit. That might be something.
I think that'd be super fun.
And you could work on it all the time. And the other thing is too, maybe, I don't know, but maybe things that occur more seasonally or something, like, I don't know, let's be silly and go, maybe polar bears in the winter and lizards in the summer, you know, something like that.
Like, I like polar bears.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get it. Like, get one of the big stuffed scary polar bears in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, technically, we're really working on a T-Rex skeleton.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I really want to get a dinosaur nest for Julian. Like a dinosaur egg nest, and then also a full skeleton of a dinosaur.
Wow, that would be awesome. You put it on the roof. Because you know the ARB would love that. All right, so what are your hours?
Our hours are, you know, 10 to 4, but the kids are in school, so we're always at the museum, just coming on. Sure. We're always here.
And that's, is that 7 days a week, or what days are you closed?
So we try to give ourselves a Monday and Tuesday in the summer.
Yeah.
But in the winter, Tuesdays we're here. So we at least try to give ourselves Monday, but we were here yesterday.
Right.
And we're here today.
All right.
Yeah, we're open all the time.
And you obviously are hearing our third little participant here, my namesake. I pretend like he was named after me,
Robin.
Baby Robin. Yeah. If you listened to the podcast before, you heard about him, but you didn't hear from him because he was much younger and much quieter at that time. Oh, goodness. All right, well, I want to invite everybody to go to your museum every time they come, because I have a feeling that with your enthusiasm and all of your adventures and digging and exploring, that it's going to change quite a bit.
Yeah.
People are going to see awesome transformations from time to time.
Yeah, lots of coffee, lots of new exhibits.
Cool.
And we'll be having our webpage up, and you will be able to find us at jnhm.org.
Okay.
And
I'll put that in the show notes too, so people can link to it.
Yeah.
And then you're so good at social media posting, I'll go pull a bunch of your photos that you've posted, and I'll put those on the show notes as well.
Thank you.
All right, let's say goodbye again.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Until next time, people.